This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Oh, well, good afternoon, Melbourne. It is Saturday afternoon, and Saturday afternoon means you're on the Escape Hour, your food and travel show. My name's Russ Masterton, and I'm here across the panel from me today, as always, is the lovely, the gorgeous Fiona Brooke. Good afternoon, Fee.
Afternoon, Russ.
How are you today?
I'm feeling a little dusty, rusty.
Are you? You went to a big wedding last night, didn't you, girl?
Wedding.
Yeah, how was it?
It was a lot of fun. It was at my nephew's wedding. I guess the tricky thing was, though, that it was a cocktail party.
Right.
Which basically meant not much food was consumed, unfortunately. I kind of lost, and it was 40 degrees, and I was really trying to hydrate, but I was hydrating with champagne instead of water.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All,
I mean,
you know,
there's nothing like a bit of the old pink tickle, is there? So, you know.
It was really it was really fun. But anyway, so I'm really good.
That's good to hear. I went to a wedding many years ago of my best friend in Perth. And for all of her wisdom, she just chose to have a cocktail party. But for some bizarre last-minute thing, there was no food. And so we all got a bit plastered. And then all of a sudden she realised that we needed food. And all that she could get a hold of was these weird meatballs. And so, and to show you how much fun
That's
I'd had.
Weird.
Well, to show you how much fun I had, I woke up the next morning with all these meatballs in the pocket of my tuxedo. So go figure.
So
very classy stuff.
That sounds...
We endorse drinking and eating.
Drinking and eating, not at all. With meatballs.
Yes,
in your
pockets. I know. Yeah, I know. Weird.
That's really messy.
Very weird. It was very weird indeed.
And what news do you have?
Oh, well, it's been a week in travel, hasn't it? I've actually quite enjoyed this week. I went to the opening of Midsummer last Sunday, which was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, you went to Carnival?
Yeah.
I was there. I didn't see you.
No, I didn't see you either. But
maybe because there was 100,000+ people there.
It was huge, wasn't it?
It was.
Lots of good stalls, and it was good. Joy 94.9 was represented well there, and they had roving reporters, and
they
it was all
sure
happening.
Did. My favourite bit was the dog show.
Ah, did you enjoy the dog show?
I loved the dog show. Yeah,
I just love bumping into people you haven't seen for 40 years.
Yep, that is exactly right.
Ran into quite a few exes this year, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go with your current beau?
I did. I showed him off. I love showing him off.
He's a bit of a looker.
Yeah. That's why I like to.
How does he feel when you're bumping into all these exes? Is he sort of.
He just looks at me and says, he just says, what were you thinking? But what I did go and see this week was at Gasworks. I saw one of the plays that was on, and there was Playtime Stage Readings. Absolutely fantastic. So it's the three or four people in the QLBTI community, and they've written plays, and they're workshopping them at the moment. So Gasworks actually gave each of these people 15 minutes to run through their show and to perform parts of it, and we all got to vote along with a panel to see who they're going to give funds to make it into a full production next year for Midsummer 2019.
Wow, so that's a fantastic initiative.
It was absolutely amazing, and these young writers and the stuff that they put together was really entertaining. So kudos to them and kudos to Gasworks for putting that together, because
exactly.
It was a great thing to go and do and see in Midsummer. So I really enjoyed
that. Were the readings dramatic or comedy or...?
There was one dramatic, one comedy, one sort of visual dance interpretive something, which was very entertaining.
Performance art.
Yes. And then there was... one really interesting piece that I enjoyed was about a gay AFL footballer and when are they finally going to come out of the closet. So it was a very interesting piece, and loved the fact that we've got these great talented people in Melbourne. It was very good.
Well done you for going and supporting, voting and helping some young playwrights get their first leg up.
Yep, I hope they do. And other things that have happened this week that you're going to laugh your little head off. Now, the Pope... I mean, I know the Pope doesn't endorse equality and marriage for all of us. But, you know, this Pope was kind of groovy in his odd way. He was in a plane this week and two flight attendants wanted to get married. And so he, you know, took out his little rosary beads and did the thing.
That's got to be a first.
Yeah, did the thing 50,000 feet in the air and married these two off.
That's just a delight. I wonder how it came to pass. Do you think that they kind of went over and sort of said to him, we won't give you your meal unless you do something for us?
Well, I think the story goes they were a bit excited about they got assigned to this Pope flight, and so they went off. Instead of having a big wedding, they just went off and got married in a registry office and were telling him about this, and then he felt bad, and so he decided to, you know, give them the big holy blessing, and away they went. So
bless.
Yep. So there you go. You can join the Mile High Club. You can join the, you know, the Mile High wedding connuptials, conniptions,
well,
or whatever
you
want
to
call it.
I think that there could be a business in that, although I don't know if the Pope will always be at the end of it.
Well, let's hope not. And the other thing, I've been jet lagged all week because I went away on a trip.
Yeah.
I've got a new jet lag tip.
Is that right, Russ? Do tell.
Queen Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, I read about her earlier this week. She's taken a few flights in her time.
Yeah, look, good old Lizzie. She's travelled the world. She's, you know, she's out there. She likes to.
So what'd she have to say?
Well, she just said, and I read this. I haven't got a hotline to Lizzie, but she said that if you have a few barley sugars every day, that is going to get you right back on track. So I've been sucking away all week, Fee, and lo and behold, you know, I did sleep for 12 hours last night.
Well, I think it's a very interesting technique, but I just don't see how it's going to work.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the things are behind that, but. Queen Elizabeth says if you want to get over jet lag, you've got to suck on barley sugar.
It's just called sugar. That's all it is.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Sugar and sugar.
And more sugar.
Yeah. Tasty as they are.
Yeah. Oh, I love barley sugar. Now, the last of the big news this week is Haiti. You know that S-hole. Donald Trump doesn't like Haiti, and he I think we're allowed to say shit on air, are we?
Well, I mean, you're quoting somebody else.
That's right. It's like, you know, Donald Trump called Haiti, the country of Haiti, a shithole. And so the Haitians, in all of their wisdom, have turned around and started a marketing campaign on thanks to the good old president's vocab.
Well, look, you know, somebody's got to really take advantage of it because it's hilarious, it's dangerous, it's
well,
insane.
He is hilarious and dangerous and insane, isn't he?
I was quite a fan of the projections on his hotels, shitholes.
That's a good
that
idea.
That was really, really good. So tell us about
Haiti are out there marketing, and they've got billboards over the United States, and they're really marketing hard. And here are their slogans, which I really liked. Makes me want to go there. It's always sunny in the shithole. Okay. So what do you think? Should we go to Haiti based on that? Our shithole culture leaves a lasting impression. Yeah, I like that as well.
Yeah, that's deep and strong. Yeah.
And the last one, which is my personal favourite, there's no other shithole like it.
I'm just not sure how much that's going to get people there.
Well,
curiosity, really.
It's certainly
maybe.
Getting Haiti headlines. It really is.
Well, I mean, it would love to have headlines for something other than, you know, a horrible hurricane and all that sort of other stuff that happened. Have you ever been to Haiti?
No, I haven't.
I've never been either.
I think just by the sounds of those slogans, I'd love to go to Haiti.
Well, you know, a couple of other countries could even take up the banner and have more shithole advertising.
Well,
and marketing, because there was a few that he mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, he's just all class, that guy, isn't he?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.